I thank the distinguished delegate of the Islamic Republic of Iran for his statement. Can I take it that the participation of these two states, not party, to the convention is agreeable to this meeting? It's so decided. Several international organizations have indicated that they'd like to participate in our meeting. Some have also requested to submit their views in writing in accordance with the rules of procedure. I would consequently like to propose that the following 12 organizations be granted observer agency status in accordance with Rule 44, paragraph 4 of the rules of procedure. And they are, number one, the Caribbean Community Secretariat, CARICOM, the European Union, EU, Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, International Science and Technology Center, ISTC, International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, the United Nations Interregional Crime and Justice Research Institute, UNICRI, the UN Office for Disarmament Affairs, UNODA, United Nations Security Council Resolution 1540, Group of Experts, World Animal Health Organization, OIE, and the World Health Organization, WHO. May I take it that the meeting approves this proposal? It's so decided. On the subject of participation, I'd like to inform you about the positive results we have obtained in securing sponsorship for experts to participate in this meeting under the sponsorship program established by the 7th Review Conference and renewed by the 8th Review Conference. Thanks to voluntary contributions from Australia, Canada, Germany and India, participation by 20 experts has been possible. I'd like to thank the donors for their generous contributions and to welcome the sponsored participants. Unfortunately, as is often the case, there were other applicants for sponsorship that we were not able to help on this occasion. I again encourage states parties in a position to do so to consider making a contribution to the sponsorship program for future BWC meetings. Ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, distinguished delegates, this concludes the formal procedure matters we had to tackle. Before we begin agenda item 5, the general debate, I'd like to say a few words about the substantive part of our work. As with any multilateral meeting, we will not be conducting our business this week in a vacuum. Events in the wider world will inevitably impinge upon our work. As we heard at the 8th Review Conference last November, and as Ms. Kaspersen just mentioned, one such issue is the great strides being made in the relevant fields of science and technology. These advances will bring immense benefits for humanity, but they may also pose risks which need to be assessed and addressed. Given these challenges and the fact that countries currently have divergent regulations and research governance, there is a strong need for a wide-ranging dialogue among all the stakeholders, particularly the state parties to this convention, about the benefits and security implications of such technologies. It will also be vital to support and sustain a culture of responsibility and integrity in research and innovation, as in other areas of emerging technologies. Another concern that we have to be mindful of is the current erosion of norms in other fields of disarmament and arms control, which was already alluded to in the statement from the High Representative. Chemical warfare agents have been used recently in conflict. The BWC is unfortunately not immune to these developments, especially since chemical and biological weapons-related norms have historically been seen in conjunction. So we need to remain vigilant in our defense of the norm against the use of biological weapons, which, while strong, can be put at risk. One way in which this could happen is by the acquisition and use of biological weapons by non-state actors, including terrorists. In recent years, we have seen examples of interest in biological weapons from certain non-state groups, so we need to stand firm in our commitment to the norm enshrined in the BWC. These are just some of the several areas of focus for our discussions this week, but they illustrate that what we are discussing is not arcane, abstract, or irrelevant, but that it impacts on the real world. While we focus this week on the guidance given to us by the 8th Review Conference, we should not lose sight of this wider context in which we are working. The preamble of the BWC reminds us that the use of biological weapons would be repugnant to the conscience of mankind. The BWC has a crucial role to play in ensuring that such use never occurs, and it is incumbent upon all of us this week to work together in pursuit of the noble objectives of this convention. My endeavor this week shall be to help you create the conditions for a fruitful dialogue and a successful outcome, regardless of the challenges we've faced in the past and the complexities of the present world outside this room. I'll spare no effort to facilitate negotiation in good faith of a substantive outcome of this meeting. In the immortal words of the Persian poet Maulana, or Jalaluddin Rumi, as translated by Coleman Barks, a Sufi from the American South, outside the freezing desert night, this other night inside grows warm, kindling. Let the landscape be covered with thorny crust. We have a soft garden in here. Now I'd like to move on to item 5 of our agenda and open the general debate. Due to the large number of speakers on our list, I kindly request the delegation limit their statements to 5 minutes for those speaking for individual states parties and 7 minutes for those speaking on behalf of a group of states parties. Here on the podium, we have installed a timer to act as an encouragement to speakers to stick to these limits. But for the sake of our interpreters, please do not rush through your statements. I have the following speakers on my list. We will start first with statements by regional groups, group of states. And the first speaker on our list is Ambassador Valero, Ambassador Permanent Representative of the Permanent Mission of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, who will speak on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Ambassador, you have the floor, please.